life. If we go over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, or 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we'll be hanging out that in that area there most of this time. But Timothy has some things there that could help us in our lives. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And just hang on, because I'm going to hang on to the pulpit. It's going to be worth it all. After all, it's going to be worth it after all. 2 Timothy chapter 1. It says there, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from the forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which is, or which was, committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hemongerus. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Osiphius, for he offer refreshment, refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. And the Lord granted unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Let us pray. Father, I thank you now for this afternoon, Lord. Lord, I ask you to come and to be with us, Father. Help me in this hour, Lord, as we speak and see how Timothy's life went and how we can apply his life to ours. Father, help us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Timothy was a companion of Paul, as we know. And he was first introduced there in Acts chapter 16, where he was described as being a disciple first. And his mother was a Jew and a believer, and whose father was a Greek also. But Timothy came up through Derbe and Lystra, and it was there in Acts chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, and the son of a certain woman which was a Jewish and believed, and his father was a Greek, which was reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra in Iconium. And Paul had come to Lystra on his second missionary journey there at that time. But it talks about him coming and meeting Timothy. And Timothy has many things in his life that applies to ours. Whether we're men or women or boys or girls, Timothy has some things there in his life that applies to ours. Timothy's name meant honoring God. Some of our names are many different descriptions, but Timothy's name was honoring God. Can we say when people hear our name, do they see us as honoring God this afternoon? The people that hear of us all over the world, we're just not a local town anymore, but we're worldwide. Anyone in the world can find out who we are and where we are. And Timothy's name was honoring God. Do we honor God with our name today? His childhood training included instructions in the Scriptures. Now we know Timothy only had the Old Testament at that time. But his training was in the Old Testament. Are we nowadays in the New Testament and the Old Testament? That's where we should get our training from. Whether we're an older person or a younger person, we should be getting the training we need in the Bible and from the Bible. And his childhood also, he was Paul's son in the ministry. We should be studying under someone in the church. The men or the boys under us men, and the girls under the ladies of the church. And we should be turning to them. I know I still turn to some of the older men of First Baptist Church of Laurel and turn to them. Even though I'm 64 years old, I still got training to turn to. And as Timothy was studying under the older men, Timothy turned to Paul many times. Timothy joined Paul in his second missionary journey, and he followed Paul closely. And so must we also follow the men in the church, and that that God has called us to work in. I know when we first went to Mexico as missionaries back in, oh my goodness, it was 1994. I know it was even later than that, 1996, 97. When we first went to Mexico, we worked with a missionary family, Brother Danny Jones, Michelle and Danny Jones there in the Monterey area. And we studied under him for 6 months to 8 months. And then we went out to start another mission. But we studied under someone. And Timothy was studying under Paul. And Paul helped Timothy. So must we in our lives find someone that we can help and bring someone up in the ministry, because if we don't bring some of these young kids up, young children up in the ministry, who's going to preach God's Word and who's going to teach the Sunday school classes in our churches? Young people, be willing to follow the will of God in your life and be willing to follow what the older men that you come in contact with as they can help you in the ministry. Paul's love for Timothy was written there in Philippians chapter 2. And Paul had a great love for Timothy as he was bringing him up in the ministry. And then also, Paul got to ordain Timothy. And we can see that in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, that Paul ordained Timothy. He laid hands on him and ordained him into the ministry. And the life and ministry of Timothy has Christian ideas which each of us should desire to incorporate into our personal lives today. Timothy, as a child, was a special child. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, it talked there, it said, "When I called to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also." Timothy as a child was raised up under his grandmother and mother, and I'm sure of his father and grandfather, even though it's not mentioned in the Bible. But Timothy was raised up in the ways of the Lord. And I'm pretty sure all of us here was raised up in the ways of our Lord today. But it's still that we must reach out to these young children and to those that come into the church. He also here we could see a parental guidance and child training. And the Bible instructs us on how to raise up our children and how to raise up our grandchildren also. And the Bible in Timothy's time was the Old Testament, which was a great Word of God at that time. We have more than Timothy did. We have the whole Word of God. What more is there in our lives but to apply God's Word to us today? The Proverbs 22 and verse 6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." As a child, I was raised up in several other different types of denominations other than Independent Baptist. But one of my sisters and myself, we went to church whenever someone could come by the farm to pick us up to take us. Now, it might have been a Christian church, it might have been a Nazarene church, or another type of church, or a Southern Baptist church at that time. But the Bible study, the training out of the Bible, it applied in our lives. I was telling someone, showing someone the other day, of a picture I made in Vacation Bible School, Brother Nichols. In Vacation Bible School, at the age of 8, they had us make an old grass hut out of grass and different types of seeds and palm trees made of seeds. And then the ground, we put sand on it and glued sand on it. And it said, "Go ye." Now at the age of 8, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that God had something for myself in missions. As I look back through there and look back many years across the pages of my life, how God was raising myself up. And I had no idea that at the age of 42, we'd be going to the mission field in Mexico. I too had problems with the English language in high school. I flunked English. Imagine that. In the 9th grade, flunking English and having to take summer school. And then at the age of 41 going to language school to learn a whole nother language. You know, God does miracles in our lives every day. Not only as studying another language, but being able to go to Mexico and for 20 years and teaching the Bible and preaching God's Word and leading others to Christ, and then being not able to get up in front of a class and give an oral book report. But to get up in front of a group of people in another language and be able to tell them about Christ. The Bible has many things in it for us these days. In some cases, the only training that children have in these days is in Sunday school. My wife and I, we teach Master Club, the third grade. Most of them kids that come in on the van routes and that are brought into the church is in that class or in Sunday school on Sunday morning for 45 minutes. That's the only Bible training that they get. We've been visiting in the homes of all of the children that ride our van route. We try to bring God's Word to them. In everything that we do, we had a master club outing for 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 6th grade Saturday afternoon. And it was a great time. We had 6 children there on the campground. And it was a great time to be able to show God's creation to the children. As we were there, they wasn't just there having a great time and playing games and running around. We had them there, showing them different things on what some things they were going to have to go through in life and how to do things for themselves, because one day they would be out on their own. But Timothy had many other things in his life. Not only as a child was he raised up under his mother and grandmother and his grandparents, but Timothy also, when he was a man, he had something in his life there for us too. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 19, it says, "But I trust," Timothy as a man, he says, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus there to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know the state, your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own. None, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel." Paul is recommending Timothy to go in his stead. Is there people that can recommend you to go in your stead? Have we raised up someone else? I mean not to boast on what God has allowed us to do, my wife and I. When we were called out of Mexico, we had started 4 different missions. We were able to leave them missions in the hands of national pastors. We have, to the honor and glory of God, Brother Nichols, I think it's 3 men that studied under us that are going out as missionaries to foreign countries other than Mexico. God has allowed other young boys to surrender to the ministry, under the ministry that God was able to give to us. It was because someone took me under their wing, raised me up in church, in the Word of God, that God has allowed us to serve Him. Timothy, as a man, he was a believing man. Can we say we believe in God and in His Word? Timothy also was kind-hearted. Do you have a tender heart for the people you minister to today? He was a cooperative man. He was willing to go and to do the work of God. As the next point was, he was a working man. Do you know how to work today? If something comes up in your church, can you do what God has called you to do? I know Brother Jordan, sometimes he wears many hats, as most of us pastors and preachers do. We lead the music. Sometimes we have to clean the church buildings, and sometimes we have to do many other things. But Timothy was a working man. There's some things that we have to do to fix in the church. But he was a loyal man also. Timothy was loyal to the Word of God. Are we loyal to the Word of God in our lives? Timothy was a man of faith. I say a man of faith, and I speak here in general. This can apply also to the ladies and the young ladies here today. He was a man of faith. Are you a man of faith or a woman of faith today? He was also a man of courage. Myself, I was at times, Brother Nichols, I was scared to death in Mexico. Especially in the last year and a half as the drug cartel was kidnapping and killing people, especially Americans there in Mexico. But a man of courage, willing to do whatever God had called us to do, to go out and start a mission in Salinas Victoria, out in the mountains of Mexico. They said, well, just up the mountains there from where we had Mount Olives Baptist Church of Salinas Victoria. They would come in with helicopters and take out the drug cartel out of the mountains just up from where we were. But God gave us the courage and strength to go on and to do a work there for Him. In every measure, Timothy was a good example of a man dedicated to the Lord. Can the dear brothers and sisters say that we are dedicated to the Lord? He served the Lord diligently and was a tremendous help to the Apostle Paul. Are we doing all we can for the ones that we work with in our churches? And Paul depended greatly upon him because he was a son in the ministry. Timothy also, in his life, was a soldier. There in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 1 through 7, in these verses, Paul addresses Timothy as a soldier of Jesus Christ. And we too need to be a soldier of Jesus Christ. He was a good soldier, and he knew the discipline of living a life which was fully surrendered to Christ. Have we surrendered our lives to Christ today? You know, I think, and I believe as preachers and men and women of God, sometimes we're not fully surrendered to do all that God would have us to do. I know many times Brother Jordan had talked about going to different mission fields and surrendering to be a missionary. As it was said in our camp meeting 2 weeks ago, Brother Jordan was a called missionary into the middle of a cornfield in central Indiana where you can't get to from here and or from anywhere in the country. You just can't get to there. But he surrendered. Brother Jordan, he was ready to go to the mission fields and anywhere where God would have him to go, even to central Indiana, south central Indiana. He was a true soldier in the work of God. And a soldier must be trained. And a soldier must exercise discipline in his life. A true soldier will be disciplined. And a true soldier must engage in spiritual warfare. It's hard to do, but we must be amongst the spiritual warfare. A true soldier must be separated from this world. And he must be diligent in the work of God today. A true soldier must be willing to die for his master. Jesus Christ died. God sent Jesus to die. Are we willing to die today for the Word of God? As we have been taught, there's still missionaries and men and women of God being killed for being a Christian. Are we willing to go that far in our lives? You know, this great country, the United States of America, could be invaded. And Brother Jordan and I was talking about the country being invaded. We are being taken over within. We could be invaded as far as being killed for being Christians. Have you gone that far? Being willing to die for the cause of Christ? A true soldier today must be properly armed with the sword of God. Are you a true soldier this afternoon? But not only was Timothy, as a young boy, brought up in the Word of God, and he was a man and a soldier, but he also was a student of the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." To be a student, to study is a vital part of a Christian's growth today. And he who matures in the Christian faith must be disciplined, or must discipline himself to study the Word of God. Just as it says there in Romans chapter 12 and 1 and verse 1 and 2, it says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service." A reasonable service. We should go much farther than just being reasonable. We should go as far as we can in the power of God. And that verse there continues, "And be not conformed to this world." Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. In our lives, we can't be a perfect man as Jesus Christ was, but we can be as close as we can be. It says, "Study to show thyself and approved unto God." Such a person that has a work will please our Heavenly Father. Jesus done the work for God. We must do a work for Jesus Christ here this afternoon at this time. And we must not be a workman that is ashamed of the Word of God. We must go on and do that work. There when my wife Mary and I were missionaries in Mexico, we would go with some friends to a restaurant there and eat. But there was this certain clown in this restaurant. He would make fun of us because we were Americans and he knew it. And it was at the time of Bill Clinton was still in office, if you can remember that far back. And he would say, "Your president done this and this." And I would say, "Yes, he is our president. But he was not like us, my wife and I. He was a whole different person." We still prayed for him, lifted him up in prayer, but that person that was dressed up as that clown almost made us ashamed that we were an American in a foreign country. But as we are Christians here in the places that God has placed us in, we need not be ashamed of the Word of God today, but we must take God's Word to everyone that we come in contact with, whether it's on the bus route or on the van route or out on the street doing door-to-door visitation and doing a work for God, not to be ashamed, and rightly dividing the Word of God, handling the Word of God right with respect, and to have fear. As we have fear. I have fear every time I get up to preach or teach or tell someone about Jesus Christ, because we must have fear of what? It's because we are going to be responsible for everything that we say and do in our lives. Whether we speak it or someone sees, we must rightly divide the Word of God in our lives. Timothy was a preacher. There in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, he says there, "Above all else," Paul says, "Timothy found joy in preaching the Word of God and telling others how they too can have everlasting life." And that's what we must be doing with our lives, is telling others about Jesus Christ and how they too can have eternal life. This is God's method of winning the lost and evangelizing the world, is through His Word. Whether we're in Brazil, Mexico, or any other part of this world, we must be evangelizing the world. As we had looked through some of the things that happened in Timothy's life as a child, as a young man coming up under another preacher, as Timothy being a young man and preaching the Word of God or teaching the Word of God. In conclusion, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. He says there, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Verse 14, "But continue." Brothers and sisters, continue in the Word of God. It says from a child. Some of us got saved at an older age, but you was a child of God. From a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Stay in the Word of God. Why? Because all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It says there in verse 17 that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished. Through this Word we can be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The work that God has called us to do is a good work. There is no better work that we can get into than to be a child of God, doing what God has called us to do in these days. Don't give up. Hang in there. It's going to get better. It'll be worth it after all. My child, it'll be worth it after all. God bless you all. I thank God for each and every one of you as we go in these days.